welcome to another episode of the Main Yarn Podcast. This is Jen.
And this is Julie.
And this is our 67th episode.
Wow.
I know. Today, we're going to talk about some finished objects.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we're working on.
And what we want to work on next.
And we'll have some shop talk.
Natastrophes, probably.
We'll make some stuff.
Yeah. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
So before we jump in, though, I wanted to mention that we are now famous because we got interviewed for an article.
We did. That's what makes us famous.
Yes. Right. We were in the electronic newspaper where everyone else in the world is. But no, there is a local paper, I say in air quotes, because it's not a paper. It's just an online news outlet. And they do podcasts about, they do articles about podcasters in Maine and what they're talking about and all kinds of interesting stuff. So that was fun. We met the interviewer at a bar one night where we were right before trivia.
That's where knitters meet.
Yes, he was very confused. And then we talked for a while. He didn't seem like he thought that we were going to have a lot to talk about. He was just ready to, but you know, we like to talk, so we had a lot to say. No, and I think he kind of got into it.
Yeah, and he knew about knitting. Sean, right? Trying to remember now.
Yes.
Anyway, we should post a link.
We can put a link to that. Yes.
Yes. He was very nice, and he knew about knitting as well. So that was nice. He knew that we were knitting. He knew a little bit about what we were doing. So that's always helpful.
Yes. So that's just a little bonus tidbit today before we get into our finished objects, of which we both have them this time.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to let you go first, though, because your list appears to be longer than mine.
Well, it is now. It was
just adding them right up until the last second.
I literally was. There's a lot of similarities in mine, though. So every single one of mine, I'm going to show you because we are Zooming today.
Yes.
I don't know if you've actually seen any of these. So
are these the ones you've been working on at?
Yeah, I was working on one. So the way this started was I was working on one with some super chunky yarn at Trivia, and I made what I thought was like a nice shawl, and then I decided I didn't like it and I frogged the entire thing. Mm-hmm. And I started again and I made what I was going to call, I think last week I called it the Edgbaston cowl, because Edgbaston is near where I grew up. And then I gave one to a friend who had a birthday, and she's like, oh, a neck snuggie.
Aww.
So now they're called neck snuggies, and let me model one for you. I know you can't hear this, dear listeners, but here's one.
That's very cute.
Thanks. And they are reversible. So this one,
it appears to be like a cable stitch cowl.
It's more of a
honeycomb
running stitch. No, that's not what I want to call it.
It looks like a honeycomb stitch.
Here's another one I just finished. So if you can see, it's just the floats. The floats are what makes it reversible.
Oh, okay.
So in the body of the cowl, it's slip one, knit one, or purl one, slip one, whichever side you're doing.
Yeah.
And then the floats make the color, and that's what makes it reversible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That first one, just the way you could trick someone into thinking you did cables over Zoom.
Yeah, you could.
Probably if I was up close, I'd be able to tell the difference, but it did look pretty cable-y. That one does not look as cable-y, but it is really pretty. It's like a dashed pattern.
Yes, and that's on that side. And then, So it's super easy. It's super fast, as evidenced by the fact that I finished one while we were waiting to record.
Did you start it while we were waiting to record as well?
No, I didn't start it while we were recording. I started it yesterday. But they are so fast, and you make them I've made four of them. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've given one away, and the others are going to be gifts, and I will publish the pattern. Oh, here's another one. Hold on. Stay there.
Well, unless you're driving, then continue driving as normal.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing if you're listening. But
yes, as Julie walks away from the camera, you can't see.
Yeah.
Yes, that one's very pretty. One. I think you were working on that when we were being interviewed as well.
Yeah, I think this is the first one.
Okay. And it looks familiar.
Yeah.
Pretty teal with like white spots in it.
Yeah, and this one I'm working on now is like brown with purple, ooh, which I'm enjoying. So it's fun. You hold one skein of lace weight, usually mohair, with a chunky yarn, and you do that for two colorways.
Sorry, I dropped a stitch. I'm making funny faces.
And I will publish the pattern, and it'll probably be called the next Snuggie, as long as I don't get sued by the Snuggie people. So I will publish that. It's super fast, and it's approved by Emily. So
nice.
It's ready to go.
The stamp of Emily approval.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So what have you finished?
Well, let me just add on to your Snuggie conversation there. So we just watched, we kind of binge watched over the Thanksgiving holiday here Wednesday on Netflix.
Yeah, we started that.
Did you watch The Addams Family as a child in England?
Yes, that came over. Yeah.
Okay. Because I realized how few shows we had compared to what we have now and how everybody just kind of knows all the shows. Yeah. But anyway, so my kids have no idea what this is about. You know, it stands on its own. But it is about Wednesday Addams, for those who haven't seen it yet. And she's an angsty teenager who doesn't want to be like her mother, but, you know, she is in a lot of ways. And so they send her off to boarding school because she can't get along in a regular school. Because in the opening scene, somebody bullies her little brother. And so she puts piranhas in the pool with the bullies. So, you know, and I thought it was really nice of her. But, you know, the bullies' parents didn't approve.
No. But how do the piranhas' parents feel? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they were probably there. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
They might have. I don't know. I assume piranhas wouldn't appreciate chlorinated water.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. Maybe there was a little bit of a leap of faith there with, you know, everything else was totally normal. But anyway, so she has a roommate at her boarding school. And in one scene, her roommate, who is sort of the opposite of her, she is bright and sunshine and colorfuls and just like so happy all the time. And she makes them matching snoods, she calls them. She knits them both. They're cowls that kind of wrap around twice and can go over your head. So it makes like a hood, but she calls them snoods.
Yes.
So
my brother suggested that name actually when I was saying it's a cowl. And I was like, no, a snood has to be kind of like a hood. So that's funny.
Okay.
I haven't seen that episode yet.
Well, they wore them as hoods, but it looked like when she put it on that it was just a double long cowl that she wrapped around her neck and put over her head. But they didn't show it in a lot of detail. It wasn't meant for the knitters. It was meant just for the storyline for some reason. I don't understand. No. But anyway, so I have finished one pair of socks.
Yay.
These are my Das Paar brown socks, I called them, out of the Das Paar yarn, I can't remember who makes it.
Lang?
Richard. I can't say it now. Here, I'm going to go look it up. Anyway, these are self-striping, self-patterning socks. And they're a lot of fun because they
is it keep shuffle? Changing.
Shuffle. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
S-C-H-O-P-P-E-L, I believe.
Yes. Shopple. There it is.
I just forgot for a second.
Yeah, I think they're the same people who make the Zobber balls.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe.
You'd think. Maybe we know a yarn store owner who would know these things.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, where'd my outline go? So, yes, I finished a pair of socks. I started these forever ago, back when you taught that class.
Yeah.
Because I was on a mini sock kick. And then I stopped. And I don't know why. So I just finally picked them back up.
Nice.
All right.
More socks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've gotten kind of into it again. And I've been wearing them, which has been nice.
Yeah. Very cool. What else? Do you have anything else on your list? Because I finished all of mine in one go. I just did all four of them at the same time.
No, that's all I have.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Just one pair. All right. So what are you working on?
Let me see. I should probably do them in the order I placed them on the list, which I don't remember. So let me check. Okay. So the first thing, we worked on the camp along blanket because I went to your class at Knitwit at the yarn store. And I have
started... was that since last month? I guess I count that as what something I worked on too then. I didn't write it down, but.
I think it was, isn't it?
I think so. Since the last time we recorded?
I think it's since the last time we recorded, but I haven't got very far with it. So, but I'm still counting it.
So. All right. Me too. We got to get back together. I haven't gone back to it since the class, but I want to like sit down with you and do it together because it's kind of fun doing that.
Yeah, it is. And maybe watch a movie or a show or something. Yeah.
Once we get the hang of it, like, I feel like we need to watch the videos.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. What else have you been working on?
What have I been working on? Oh, some more of my third coast that got put a little bit aside this month because of my next thing I'll tell you about. But the third coast is my Emma's Yarn Drapey DK, which is amazing. So soft and so pretty to work with. Yeah. And I really want it done. So I need to get back at it. But I got distracted by point number two, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
So the other thing I've been working on that I took on my trip was the shaved ice sweater, which is notable in that I think I talked about this last time. It's the first project I'm working on where hopefully I'm going to do the whole thing, asterisk, entirely in continental knitting.
Oh, yeah.
Which is something I've been meaning to do and talking about for years. The only problem is
that's what I'm doing with my third coast, right?
Yeah, great.
Got to remember doing that.
Yeah, so
when I started again.
That's the problem. When I make a mistake and the first section in shaved ice is lace.
Yeah.
So when I make a mistake and I have to tink, when I go back and redo, for some reason I have a hard time doing that in continental. So I keep subconsciously regressing to the way I normally knit. And then as soon as I get past my mistake, then I go back. So I'm still going to call it fully continental knit, but it's just a little thing I noticed that when I make mistakes, it's hard for me to fix them or even start up again in continental for some reason. But I have been working on that too.
Okay. So the next thing I was working on, my distracting project, was from our dear friend Laura Nelkin. She sends me these projects once a quarter because I'm in her club. And then I can't resist starting them because I love everything she designs. So this one was different. Usually it's like a beaded thing, but this time it was not. This time it's a yarn I've never worked with before. Manchalopi, it is called. It comes in a wheel.
Yeah.
And this is unspun.
Oh.
I can't remember what they're called. It sort of looks like silver, but it's not.
Sliver?
No.
Not ply?
No. Because they're not spun at all. It's two things that, so the next step would be to send this through a spinning machine and to make like actual singles.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just this unplied. And if I pulled it all, it would just like whoosh apart, like you were working with fiber that you were spinning.
I'm holding together right now. It's basically two strands held together.
Yes, I'm doing it. You could do it just with one. But it's two strands, they come off together.
Yeah.
And there's nothing holding them together.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit of like friction between the fibers, which is like, wow, why would I want to do that? Lopi has one like this too. But this yarn is just a little bit softer than the Lopi. I'm actually considering carrying it if there's enough interest in trying it out. So then once you knit it though, it becomes like bulletproof. So. Wow. Like I'm like super stretching it and nothing's happening. It's so weird. And it's apparently it grows a lot too. So I'm making this shawl that she designed. She designed for the club a pair of mittens in it and the shawl. But since I'd never worked with this yarn before, I wanted to just try the shawl. It's got a little bit of a detail along the edge and then the middle is just stockinette. So super easy. It's going quick. I've been watching Wednesday, which I'm done with.
Gray color, lovely light gray color.
Yeah, it's actually a blue gray. Yeah. Like if you put it against certain backgrounds, this is the color that's called like a, I think it's called Azul. Yeah, but it is sort of natural sheep from this Manchega section of Spain. And, you know, it's all about the farmers and like tracking back to your actual sheep that your fiber came from. And it's just really cool. So I'm having fun with it. Haven't decided yet if I'm going to carry it. I don't think it's carried in a lot of places here yet because it is a little different. But we'll see. If anyone's had experience with this or would like to try it, you know, let me know if you think I should try to carry it or not in Nitwit. And
it's interesting that it's different than if it were plied. I'm trying to figure that out.
It's not even not plied. It's not spun.
Yeah.
So it's the step before the spinning.
Okay.
Like I could super easily just take this and feed it through my spinning wheel.
Yeah.
And then have a completely different yarn.
Yeah. So it's like fuzzier than normal?
Yeah. It's like, yes. Yes, it's it just has no structure to it.
Yeah.
And it breaks a lot when you're knitting it, but then it just goes back together with a quick like rub between your hands.
Yeah. Interesting. So
it's kind of magical.
Yeah.
And super warm.
Yeah.
And not as scratchy as you might expect.
Yeah.
From like straight from the sheep kind of wool.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's fun. I've been working on that, Laura's design, and she's like probably one of the biggest reasons I keep getting distracted. Sending me, why do I join these clubs, Julie? Not like I don't have enough yarn, but I just love her stuff, and she's so funny that, you know, she did like a launch party for this. Like I got this wheel of yarn in the mail of fiber, not even yarn, and I'm like, okay, well, what the heck do I do with this? But then I had to wait a week for her launch party to see what it was, and she had like the person who's the U.S. distributor who's, you know, told us all about the story of the sheep on there. It was so cool.
Yeah. So,
anyway, working on that now.
Yeah.
What else are you working on?
Well, I'm gonna insert this one, but I'm gonna just insert quickly that I started another neck snuggie, of course.
Okay.
So that's gonna get added. Then there is one more thing after that, but you go next.
Oh, okay. Last time we talked about Happy Little Succulents.
Yeah.
If you crawl was the name of our podcast, our title. And so I started one. I made like the bowl that he's going to sit in.
No.
But it's crochet and takes me a lot of thinking. So I didn't do more than that.
Yeah. Nice. So,
yeah, crochet's. I did. Okay. There's one other thing that I didn't write down either, but I didn't even like record it in Ravelry. I had a small skein of cotton yarn. I was trying to just make a crocheted washcloth and it got all like not square because I have trouble with the edges of crochet, making them square. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to Emily in the shop and see if she can tell me what I'm doing wrong. But so that started and stopped. It's in timeout at the moment. So I'm not even counting that. But I did do, while we're talking about crochet, I did do some of that.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
Well, my last thing, I do want to save, don't want to talk about it. I'm going to save some of it with the Natastrophe, but, you know, I think you're going to be able to figure out what the Natastrophe is, but they're called missing socks on Ravelry. But I started a pair of socks in a beautiful yarn that somebody may have given me. And there'll be more to this story later. I wonder what it could possibly be.
You're silly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got one last thing too. And that's what I'm actually knitting on at the moment. Doing another sock.
Yeah. Nice.
This is the unique sock that I talked about last time. Self-striping from Earth yarn. U-R-T-H.
Unique is U-N-E-E-K.
Right. So it is going, it starts. And I looked at the sample of this colorway and they have it the opposite way where they start at the other end, but mine is starting, I'm doing a toe up. So I started with like dark greens and dark browns, kind of earthy tones. And then it goes into some lighter greens and then it's going to go into these gorgeous teals and grays. So I am super excited because those colors are coming up soon. But I'm doing toe up so that I'm just going to keep going and going until I run out of yarn and see how tall my socks can be. Yeah. I may have to add some stitches towards the back when I get to a certain height just to give me a little more calf room. Mm-hmm. But so these are fun.
Great.
Yeah. But the colors are so pretty. Once they start getting bored with the first colors, you're like, ooh, look at that new color coming.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think is that everything we've been working on?
That's all I've been working on.
just
in
a couple
terms
things.
Of knitting.
Yeah.
I got some other stuff to talk about later.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, well, we've been busy, but it's that time of the year for me, like when I have to knit things for people. So that's why I
have
multiples. Yeah. I feel like I have to.
Okay.
Right or wrong.
Should
we move on to what we want to work on next?
Maybe after the word from our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's build tension for that as well. So, a word from Knitwit. Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new larger location in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street. It's still just steps away from the waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. If you aren't local or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, you can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com and also follow us on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
All right. So what do you want to work on next?
Well, this is, again, I said that it's that time of year where I start making things for people. So I'm going to skip to my number two, which is hats, because I'm making these neck snuggies or cowls. But I don't think the men on the list, the little boys and also maybe somebody I work with, is going to be super excited about wearing a cowl. So I'm going to make a couple.
Men's necks don't get cold.
Well, they do, but they just don't seem to want to wear cowls or scarves. Why is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so weird.
I've seen men in scarves, so that's not bad.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe I see more men wearing hats. So
okay, that's fair.
So it's not super exciting, but I do need to make some hats. So okay. How about you? What do you want to work on next?
So I want to start finishing some of my projects. I took a class, which I'm going to talk about in a little while, but I had to dig through my closet/stash to find some supplies. Mm-hmm. And I found so many of my whips and I felt so bad. I'm like, why these poor whips, they're so sad. I really want to go back and finish them because I started them for a reason. You know, I wanted them. You know, there's very few things that I decided partway through that I didn't want. And that's why I stopped. It's usually just because something new and shiny comes. So I am going to try to finish some projects.
Yeah. Well, it's a good time for that. Beginning of the year, good time for that.
Yeah. Let's see. But I guess I could let you go next. I didn't write something else down, but there's a new thing I want to start on that's going to interrupt
Go ahead.
So it's also a time of end of year for like Advent countdown calendar things, right? And I've got one from Sweet Georgia waiting in my room for me. Ooh. And that starts this week. It's going to be December 1st. So I'm going to start that day, see what's in there. It was so gorgeous last year. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I really like my Sweet Georgia. Yeah, great. Another thing.
We're all sold out of the Sweet Georgias, but we do still have a few Madeline Tosh kits left if anyone out there needs one. And Madeline Tosh, I think, is 12 days.
Yeah, I misspoke because last year the one I made was Madeline Tosh.
Was it? Right? Yeah, I think we both did the Madeline Tosh one.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous too.
Yeah, I really do love it.
This time it's a little bit different. The Madeline Tosh comes with a full-size skein and then mini skeins in addition to the little goodies that go with it.
Yeah.
In a really pretty box. Yeah. They always do the box amazingly.
They do, which then you recycle. So it's so silly, but it's a beautiful box.
It is. And then I have to buy like special shipping boxes because it doesn't fit in the normal boxes. But that's okay. It's so worth it. It's like a little Christmas present for yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Always a good thing. All right. Sorry. So I'm going to finish everything and not start anything else except for that. Right.
Yeah, right. So but I'm going to say
that's the plan today.
The other things I want to do, so I've got socks on there as always, but I'll explain more later. And then, sorry, this one is actually on my list of something I started. It's the super fast sweater.
Yeah.
But all I really did was a gauge swatch. That's as far as I've got. But I've got this yarn that's basically roving, and I'm going to make a big sweater. I'm going to make a super fast sweater out of it.
Okay.
I'm reminded of that because of what I'm working on now, which is chunky yarn, you know, and this is even chunkier. So.
Well, so that's sort of like this Mantralopi, which is basically roving.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, just super thin strips of roving.
Yeah.
So.
This is roving as in the yarn's as thick as my finger.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a sweater out of it. So I was just reminded of that the other day.
Nice. So all right. That's all I got too. Mm-hmm. So Shop Talk, the retreat is live.
Yay.
We've got people, a bunch of people signed up already.
I signed up.
You did?
Yeah.
June 15th through 18th, 2023. Yeah. And we added a new teacher, like we mentioned last month, Laura Nelkin, so I can keep making her stuff, you know, distracting me from all the other stuff I'm making. She's going to be joining us in addition to the three teachers we had last year. It's Casapinka, Squidney, Craybaugh, and Simone Carrot.
Yeah.
And this year, you're going to get four classes, not just three, for your price of admission. Yeah. And there's no restriction on like one from each teacher. We just said, I put out the schedule so everyone knows which classes are when. And so if you want to sign up with a friend and go to the same classes, just pick the same time slots. So they're all out there. There's one free time slot that you'll get with the base price, but you can buy up to have classes in every slot if you'd like. And yeah, I think that's what we got so far. I got to start assembling the amazing swag bags here soon. And then we got to figure out the food. And
yes.
Oh, so excited for it. Now that it's, you know, great. It's starting to get cold out and we're like getting into winter. Looking forward to
something nice.
Early summer.
Yes. Yeah, we should say it's Maine in June, so it could be rainy, but it'll still be nice. Because it's
I mean, it could be hot, it could be cold. Like last week, last year, it was... it was hot a couple days beforehand. Like I was up there getting sunburned, doing, you know, rock painting class or whatever I did before our classes started. And then by the end of the week, it got chilly. Like I had brought one sweatshirt only and I kind of wore that the whole time. So I was looking back at my old pictures. And I'm like, yeah, why am I in the same sweatshirt every time? Like, I remember it got chilly. But that means this year. And I think everyone had an amazing time despite the chilliness, you know. Mm. Chilliness is also good for showing off your hand knits. So
yeah, exactly.
Pack some good.
I brought my purple, I think I brought my big purple sweater that I was happy to show off. So looking forward to that. That'll be great. And I hope lots of people join us, or you know, before. I guess this is your early warning because people are already signing up at some point. You know, there won't be an unlimited number of spots. But last year and the year before, we got just a great assortment of provenances for people from all over the country, like from Washington State, California.
Yep. Our friend from Oregon's already signed up.
Oregon. So people are coming from like 3,000 miles away for this thing. It's going to be really cool. And then the local people too.
Yep. So going to be amazing. But yes, because I have the schedule set, there's an overall limit to the number of people we're allowed to bring into the campground. So that's limit number one. But then also each individual class within that, we're going to limit. So you get some good one-on-one time with the teachers and so forth. So classes will disappear from the website as they get filled. So if you don't want to miss all your favorite classes, you can sign up now. So the way to do that is you just go to www.knitwitattheshores.com and it'll have all the information, all the class descriptions. And
and it's easy to sign up. I did it myself, So I can tell you. It's easy to do. So I hope to see you guys there. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll make sure I'm helping. So we'll make sure that we get you some good food, as we always have, and some good activities. So yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Yay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, catastrophes. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you have two this week?
I do.
Well, you better go first then.
Okay. So, the unique socks I'm working on now. I've had to chink these like 3 times. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I ended up with too many stitches around the foot at one point. Well, shoot. I had to go back to the toe and like not increase as many times. I think I just got fancy with the increases.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just kept ending up with like the wrong stitch count and I ended up pulling back. Oh, and then one time when I was doing my, so this is a toe up sock, which is not one you usually do.
Yeah.
But there's no picking up stitches in this method, which is pretty nice. But there are these knit two togethers and purl two togethers and so forth in order to attach the heel flap to the gusset. Yes. And somehow, like, I developed a big hole. And it wasn't just a hole of, like, you know, at the corner where you sometimes develop a hole for socks. It was like several stitches weren't attached.
Oh, wow.
And they were going to start running backwards. Well, shoot. I'm not smart enough to know how to fix that. So I had to pull back again. So, yeah, this yarn has nothing to do with the yarn. It was just my knitting skills on this sock. Yeah. I got distracted by the beautiful colors. And anyway, I don't know what happened, but I've persevered. I am onto the leg of the first sock.
Nice.
So I don't think I can mess it up any further unless I
famous last words. Don't say that.
Here, hold my beer. Unless, you know, my increases for the calf do something weird, but you know, I'm past all the tricky bits.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, mine, you may have guessed, I only have one catastrophe. I mean, I did have to go back on my shaved iced tea a few times, as I already talked about, but that pales in comparison with this catastrophe.
Yes.
Because last time we were talking and I was so excited about like which projects am I going to bring with me on my long trip, because I had a work trip to Brazil, and that's about 11 hours of just flight time, not sitting in airport time or anything else, you know, and it's 2 flights.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of time of travel. So I brought the shaved iced tea, but I also brought a pair of socks I was going to make, as always. And I started them and I made the heel and I got to the gusset and I had flight attendants saying, "Oh, you're knitting, oh, that's so nice." And then I somehow, I'd already split the yarn into 2 equal-sized balls so that I'd have the same size socks on either side. And I should say, these are my ankle down socks. I now do them ankle down and then I pick up a knit and go up after I've done ankle down. So when I say I've got to the heel, I haven't done that much, but I've done some part, you know, some part of a sock. I can't find it. I can find the other skein of yarn, but I can't find the first one with the needle still in it that I was missing. And I now just assume I left it on the plane.
That's so sad. Did you call the airline?
No, I mean, I don't think they're very good at returning that stuff, but I should at least try.
Yeah.
But no, I hadn't, because I still kept thinking there's no way I could have been that stupid. But it turns out,
famous last words.
Turns out, dear listener, yeah, famous last words. Apparently, I can. So, yeah, I might call them in a vain attempt to see if somebody found a little bag. Because the other thing is, it was in the little bag. You know, if you travel, if you get swanky and you travel business class or premium economy, and some airlines, they give you like a little goodie bag.
Oh,
and it has very small items in it, like it had a lip gloss and a little toothbrush and stuff.
Wow.
But the little bag is perfect for knitting socks.
Yeah.
So on the way home, I'd use that little bag they gave me as my sock yarn holder. So I'm just imagining somebody getting on the plane and getting their little bag of goodies and going, what's this? What am I going to do with this? This is a very strange airline.
It'll keep you occupied for 11 hours to make a sock.
It certainly will.
Without instructions.
Yep. Ugh, so annoyed though.
That's sad.
That's my true catastrophe.
Yeah. All right. My other one, it's not that bad, but on my Das Paar socks, so the ones I finished.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember,
it's like all socks.
What? That's mostly what I did
this month. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember, but like a year ago when I was making the first one, I'm mm-hmm. like, man, my gusset decreases went really fast. Like I was expecting to have a lot more rows of gusset decreases, but there I was down to the right number of stitches after like 5 decrease rounds. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah, it's probably just the way the numbers worked out. All right. Yeah. I kept going and it all looked fine. I finished the sock and I got to the next one. I'm like, wait a minute. I decreased 4 stitches per round like you do on the toe in the gusset. So I've got like these double-sided decrease things around the edges of the gusset. And I'm like, I'm not going to pull out the other one.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make this one match. So those socks, when I put them on, they feel a little bit snug around the ankles or around the gusset. And then like after a couple hours, they're like, or even less than that, like you get used to it and it's not like it bothers me. But when you first put them on, it's not like, it's like more like, weird. Pulling right there. So
I've never run into that before. That's why it never even occurred to me. I've done a lot of things wrong with socks. I have never done that.
Yep. That's so okay. I did that. I don't know why.
Oh no. That's so you were reading page 4 instead of page 2 on the instructions.
I don't know what I was doing. Probably.
Yeah.
It was sad. Or I was just like thinking to myself what it should be. Because there was a lot of words in the instructions.
Yes.
Because you did do a lot of like, because I was following the notes from your class.
Yeah.
It was a lot of like, if you're doing it with the 2 needles, do it this way. And if you're doing it with 1, you know, do it that way. And so I just kind of skimmed it and thought I got the right idea and moved on.
Yeah.
I didn't follow as closely as I should.
Darn it.
So yeah,
if we do that again, I'm only doing it for circulars. It's going to be learning how to knit socks on circular needles.
Do it.
The double points, I just don't get it.
It's when do you want to do it? I want to. We're trying to fill in the calendar for.
Yeah, whenever we can do that.
Okay.
Not Tuesday nights.
And maybe for the beginner level class, let's not do all the like personalized customizing of it. Just like, here's how to make a basic sock.
Well, yeah.
And then you can do a next level of.
Yes. All right. So we'll do a beginner class and that might even just be ankle socks.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anybody listening, interested, you know, just go to Knitwit. Just tell Knitwit you're interested. We'll set up a class.
We'll set it up anyway. And then you can sign up for it.
Yes. Just look for the class.
Yeah.
Learn to knit socks with Julie on circular needles.
Yes. And then we won't have as many questions about, well, what kind of needles do I buy? It'll just all be laid out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds like
But this time on my unique socks, I did, this is the other way. Never mind. On the Alaska socks, which I finished last time, I did the heels correctly, but it's just on the brown ones where I messed them up.
Yeah.
So. Whatever. Socks. I'll survive.
Socks are plaguing us this time.
I know. All right. We're down to making stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you have something for making stuff, right?
I do. So yesterday, I went to a class at Port Fiber, which was very nice because it wasn't my store or my class. I was just the person in the class. It was great. So Port Fiber is another, it's a how would you describe it? It's not necessarily a yarn store. They do sell yarn, but it's more about fiber arts spinning. In general. Yeah. More spinning and weaving are more of their, more, you know, their core products.
Yeah.
So, and she's wonderful. Casey owns the store and we have a great relationship with her. So I decided to take that class. I've taken a few other classes there before, but this was a long draw class taught by Melanie Duarte. And she's actually a sample knitter for our shop. So nice small community of knitters in Portland here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was on the long draw technique of drafting your yarn. I kind of had like one way I knew how to do it, which I think was a short forward drafting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we basically just spun all day. She had different preps of fiber. So we went through bats and rolags and rolags.
What's that? That's, what's a rolag?
I'll have to show you, but it's basically when the fiber's all rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways of doing worsted spun yarn. I can't remember the difference between worsted and woolen. I'm sorry. One is when the fibers are all going in one direction smoothly, yeah. And one is when they're going all jumbly like. And so this was more the jumbly like one. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did spinning from the fold as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there might have been one other. But yeah, so we got to, and then we got to learn how to make those things. So we used a blending board and made our own rolags, and we used a drum carder and made our own bats.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun. And then we got to practice spinning with those. So lots of fun. I was struggling a little bit with my machine because I had to change it because you needed a faster spin to do the long draw. And then I was just, I don't know, my wheel, I'm not a small person, and the wheel just kind of left me feeling a little bit cramped. Apparently my wheel is also set up for a right-handed person, which I am, but I don't spin right-handed. Apparently I spin left-handed.
That's so weird.
I would always end up like super twisted trying to spin on my wheel. So,
and when you're spinning left-handed, that means you're holding the thread with your left hand, or
it means I'm holding the fiber source in my left hand.
Yeah.
And I'm pinching with my right.
Okay.
Interesting. So having the orifice on my left side, it really, you have to really twist to get back there.
Yeah.
Which is the standard way of setting up a wheel.
Yeah.
But Casey had one, which happened to be the same one that the instructor was using, and Andrew Mowry was in the class. So she was using the same wheel, but they both had them like set up the opposite ways.
Yeah.
And Casey had one that was extra, that was hers. So I was struggling with mine. So she was like, here, try my wheel. And it was a shacked flat iron. And it just, the setup worked better for my like long legs. And I tried the one where the orifice was on the right, more of a left-handed setup. And man, it was just so much easier for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I bought it.
Yeah. So skipping ahead.
So in addition to making stuff, making yarn, I've also been making a spinning wheel today. It came, she sells them put together if you want, but you can just get it in a box and make it yourself. So that's what I've been doing. And the cool thing about the flat iron is you can decide if it's left or right setup. So like Andrea and Melanie had the setup opposite. So I got to like try each of them and like see which one I liked. And it was great. It was so much fun. So now I have a new wheel. So it means I have four wheels now. So if anyone needs a wheel, wants to buy one, I think I'm going to be putting them out on the All Fiber Equipment Facebook site.
It's a shame you don't know anybody who owns a knitting store.
Yes. I might put them in the shop too on consignment.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, we'll see.
I haven't got caught by the spinning bug though. I don't know why.
Do you want to come over?
I have done it before at your house. That's the only time I've done it.
Yeah, you really got to like sit down and do it though. You can't just sit there for like 2 minutes and be like, oh yeah, that's all right. But
stop trying to sucker me in so that I buy your wheel. Stop it.
Okay. Yeah, so and if it doesn't sell in the shop, I'll probably take it up to the Windsor Fiber Fest thing they have. I think that's in the fall. I would assume so.
Yeah,
most things are in the fall.
I think it is.
And they have a really big used fiber equipment marketplace. So bring them there.
I'm sure you'll have no problem selling them, especially it feels like we've kind of all gone back to the fiber arts with after COVID and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like we're having a fiber arts renaissance. Yeah. So yeah, I'm sure you'll sell it. I'm just trying to stop myself from picking out more expensive hobbies.
Yep. So I don't know. I may be spinning to knit a sweater or something out of my hand spun. But remember, I'm finishing my whips first. So I'm just contradicting myself left and right here today. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I got for making stuff. Look at you go.
Look how fast it is. It's crazy.
It's like she had a cast on circle and now she's looks like a couple inches in already.
Yeah. It's insane how quickly this
goes. I'm doing some painting too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Oh yeah. You were painting last time.
Yeah. I haven't done, what did I do? I did some painting while we were camping.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. But yeah, having fun with watercolors. So I might go do some of that tonight.
I'll tell you, in the spirit of making stuff, I keep doing this stand-up and improv.
Yeah.
And I did a big stand-up show about a month ago at the Portland House of Music and Entertainment, which is known as FOAM. But the thing I'm excited about right now is I'm putting together another group, an improv group.
Ooh.
And we're going to be performing on December 8th. So just in case anybody hears
nice.
This. Still details TBD, like exact timing and stuff, but it sounds like we're going to be at Stroudwater Distillery at Thompson's Point in Portland on December 8th. I don't know, maybe 7:30 showtime or something like that. It's a Thursday.
Where can we get more information when you have it nailed down?
Well, I'd go onto the Stroudwater Distillery website, or you can call them. I haven't got a website for our improv group yet, but our name is most likely going to be Scratch with an exclamation mark.
Why?
Because we make comedy from scratch.
Aww.
Also, we're all very itchy. Okay. No, that's just another
meaning. You get poison ivy a lot.
I do. So it's possibly correct. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited about that. That kind of feels like I'm making something as well, because putting together a new group. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Text me when you know exactly and I'll put it on my calendar too.
And I think Stroudwater Distillery, we can put it in the show notes, but I think because that's a long word to have to spell, but I think their website is stroudwaterdistillery.com.
Okay. Put it in the show notes. I will link it up there when I get to typing them out.
I will.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
Yes.
Sounds like we've come to the end of another main yarn.
Yes.
Our show
notes. What a yarn it was. If anybody's my stock, please let me know.
I know, right? What airline were you on?
I was on United.
Okay. So if you're flying United, keep an eye out for the missing sock.
Yeah, look for one of those little purple bags, little super cute little purple zippered bags. Let me know if you see it.
All right. Show notes will be at knitwitportland.com and click on the main yarn podcast menu item. You can also click on the retreat menu item there and get to the retreat information if you miss out on the other link I gave you earlier.
Yeah, check out the retreat information, and a big thank you, of course, to our sponsor, as always, Knitwits.
Yes. All right. Well, have a great going into the holidays here. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and we will talk to you later.
Happy knitting, everyone. Bye.
Happy knitting. Bye.